on the second Sunday of Ordinary Time. St. John, the beloved apostle, the last apostle to die, in the last gospel, writes in reference to Jesus that he is the Lamb of God. Lamb of God consists of three words, because there are three persons in the one true God. But why didn't St. John write the Dove of God or the Lion of God? What's the significance behind that word, Lamb? Why is it so important? And moreover, why is the word Lamb or Lamb of God used in reference to Christ prior to our Holy Communion? Well, what's the significance behind any word? Or rather, what does a word mean? What is a word? A word is an audible sound that conveys a meaning. Throughout the day, we hear many things. Many sounds are brought to us on airwaves. Some sounds are musical, others are natural, others are what we call noise. A noise is a meaningless sound. Just as a weed is a plant unwanted, a noise is a sound unwanted. Just a few weeks ago, some neighbours close by to the church rang the presbytery and said, "Is the priest there?" And I said, "Yes, parish priest speaking, how can I help?" And I said, "Father, we have a problem." I said, "Yes, I've got many. What's yours?" And they said, "Well, we can't sleep at night." And I said, "How can I help?" They said, "Well, we can get rid of the noise." And I said, "What noise?" And I said, "There's a noise, a scratching, scraping sound from your car park." And I said, "Really?" And I said, "Yes. In the middle of the car park there's a bush, and the bush has a branch that rubs up against the light shade fitting and scratches it." And I said, "Oh, I'll check it out." And rightfully so, there was a dead branch there, and when the wind blew in a particular direction, it rubbed against the shade fitting in such an annoying manner that it was even upsetting the locals. So the branch was promptly dispatched. But that was a noise. And there are many unwanted sounds in our life. Sometimes they're willfully caused, others just happen. Words are not noises. Words convey meaning. And sometimes words convey profound meanings. Of course, when we talk about words, literature, we can categorize words into either prose or poetry. And with poetry, I think we can put the lyrics of some modern songs. Of the two, the latter, poetry, is more striking, more profound, and sometimes more subtle and insightful. Whatever the case, words are essential, not just to our salvation, communication, and sanity. Behind this reality of words and their meaning comes also the reality of signs or symbols. There are three classes of signs or symbols in the world. One's natural, two is artificial, and the third is sacred. Natural signs or symbols, we see them every day. Smoke tells us a fire is nearby. Lightning, the storm is imminent. There are many natural signs in the garden. And of course there's the artificial world of signs, which has been very much prominent in the world of modern technology. Traffic lights, a sign of a hump in the road. These aren't words, but illustrations that convey meaning. Or take, for example, on your CD player, those two short vertical strokes tells us that's the pause button. If you want to stop something but not end it, you hit that symbol, that sign. Apart from those artificial signs and symbols, there are also signs and symbols which are called sacred. Now, sacred signs or symbols are different to the others because often they've been designed in heaven for us here on earth. and they convey much meaning. With regards our words, Lamb of God, I've put a symbol or sign of those words in the bulletin. That sign you can see now of the Lamb in heaven is taken from a scriptural text, the last book of the Bible, once again written by St. John, chapter 5, verse 6 says, I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and elders. The four elders of the four Gospels proclaiming that Christ is the salvific lamb. St. John's looking into heaven. Heaven is a kingdom. Christ is the king, seated on the throne. But we see not Christ as a man, but as a lamb, and the lamb as if he had been slaughtered or slain. What's the meaning of that? Back in our Lord's time, lambs were chosen by God as an instrument to be offered in sacrifice to take away sins. In fact, during the Passover weekend, close to the time of our Lord's own suffering and death, 250,000 lambs, and lambs alone, were slaughtered on the temples in Jerusalem. And the Jews believed that the pouring forth of the blood of these lambs took away their sins. This was a rich symbolic meaning to prepare us for Christ who would come as the true Lamb of God. A worthy Jew seeking to please God in offering a lamb to atone for sacrifice would find a male lamb that was spotless and without blemish or bones broken. Christ would be a male victim. Christ had no bones broken, and Christ was spotless, sinless. So he fulfilled the ancient prophecy of being a victim, an offering, who could take and did take our sins away. Furthermore, when we think now of this symbol of Christ bearing his wounds of crucifixion or suffering in heaven, we are reminded that he was a victim. And the word victim in Latin means hostia, which translated into English is host. And that is why the priest picks up the consecrated host before communion and says, behold, behold the Lamb of God. Behold he who suffered and died for your sins. Behold the victim who now wants to feed your souls with his resurrected flesh under the appearance of bread and wine. We ought to always give thanks to the great gifts that God has given us, often gifts hidden in careful phrases, hidden in select symbols or signs. Let us pray this weekend that we might always be worthy, one, of appreciation, two, of thanksgiving, that Christ came, suffered, died, and rose to give us life here on earth and eternal life in the world hereafter. Praise be Jesus Christ.